Well, welcome everybody. Bonjour, Boche, hello. We welcome everybody for joining us today and for some exciting news of a major undertaking that's being led by Wabakwe First Nations. So Wabakwe First Nations is a remote First Nations whose leadership has aspirations to improve its quality of life for its members. And part of that aspiration is balancing economic development opportunities with protecting its culture, ways of life, and landscape. The current undertaking, called the Wabakwe Supply Road, is one of several initiatives the Wabakwe First Nation is working on. Wabakwe is proud to be the proponent of one of the first Indigenous-led environmental assessment processes in the country under the new Federal Impact Assessment Agency Act. The Wabakwe First Nations project is a 107-kilometer remote all-season road starting from Wabakwe's airport and ends at the proposed mine site and mineral exploration activities. You can see the map beside me. So we're here to share information about the project and gather feedback from the public on the project itself as well as the terms of reference. So with that said, I would like to introduce the Chief of Wabakwe First Nations, Cornelius Wabas.
Thank you, Michael. Thank you, everybody. Good afternoon. My name is Cornelius Wabas, Chief Wabakwe First Nation. I'm glad to be here today and glad to see you all here. Bonjour and welcome. Thank you to the media for being here today to help us share important news about the Wabakwe First Nation and our proposed supply road project. Wabakwe First Nation is proud to be hosting these public open houses in Thunder Bay. Our goal is to share information about the potential Wabakwe supply road project and to gather feedback from our members, partners, and the public about the potential project. The information we collect will help us, or will help our community to make informed decisions about the potential impacts and opportunities of a supply road service with our First Nation. Our First Nation is conducting a community-driven environmental assessment study for a proposed supply road. The supply road could help us move materials, supplies, and people from our remote Wabakwe First Nation airport to the McBalch Lake area in our traditional territory. We are going through the process because we are not opposed to development in our community, but we want to make sure that any developments are balanced. We want to ensure that our members can participate and that the needs and well-being of our people and community come first. Our approach is about building our community from within. It is a building out strategy based on our inherent rights and self-determination as a First Nation. As a First Nation, we have provided a list of priorities to the government of Ontario of our First Nation needs. We want to be proactive. We want to be transparent. We want to be collaborative. And we want to build a relationship with others, other First Nations, government, and industry. But throughout the process, the needs of our community must always come first. We will make sure that Wabakwe First Nation is not left behind on any potential opportunities on our lands. We are taking leadership on our own lands. A supply road offers many potential opportunities, benefits, for Wabakwe First Nation, but we also want to assess impacts. The focus of this early stage of the potential project is to assess these potential economic benefits while practicing our environmental stewardship and responsibilities. We welcome input into this assessment process from all the stakeholders, and we thank you for your interest in this potential project. Thank you. Miigwech.
Thank you, Chief. The next speaker is Gordon Wabass, who's Wabakwe's Lands and Resource Director, as well as the Chair of Wabakwe's Project Management Team, which is all community-based members.
As to align our principles, our elders guiding principles with the EA, and determining how you integrate the partnerships of working together with the government and industry and other First Nation communities that have an interest on this the EA process. As you can see, the model that the community has inherited is a pictorial of the three-tier structure. We do have an Ojibwe name, which is called Ganesubito Tegunakudigan. It's a pictorial of the three land bases, and how we integrate that is the centerpiece is the community. The second tier is our way of life. And the third tier is partnerships and working together. So we integrate our environmental assessment on this particular project in terms of how it will impact our community, in terms of creating jobs and opportunities. And we should be aware that the landscape determines what opportunities it can present itself. On the second tier, we look at the impacts of our way of life in terms of our traditional way of life, lands, language, and our territories, and it's more culturally appropriate that the community leads the process of the EA process. So the third tier is the partnership of the model that we integrate with the EA in terms of working collaboratively together with various ministerial agencies like SUSET, SIA, and Ministry of Environment and Conservation Parks. So we are very happy to be here and talk about our project.
Thank you, Gordon. Chief, I just wanted to close with thanking you guys, the media, and the public for joining us. Again, the environmental assessment is an information gathering exercise. So Wabakwe is generating information so that Wabakwe members can make an informed decision once the studies are done. This is a starting point. It's only the first stage of the environmental assessment process with the initial project description submitted to the Federal Impact Assessment Agency, as well as the draft terms of reference to the provincial environmental agencies, both of which are posted for public review. I'd like to thank again everybody for coming, and the speakers will be available for questions one-on-one. Miigwech.